it is a very, very humbling experience, and I'm very happy that I got that support from the people. But the way I see it, when they gave me that vote, they were not giving me rights only. They were giving me immense responsibilities. So there are a lot of responsibilities, a lot of obligations associated with the office of the Secretary General that I have to discharge. And I have just been having a handover, takeover with Dr. Mashakada, and there is a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to get MDC working again.
There are some who are saying that the post for the Secretary General is now just a ceremonial position since all the powers were concentrated to the party president. What's your reaction to this?
No, that is not correct. The only thing that the Congress really emphasized on was that the Secretary General must report to the president. And I have no problem with that, because the Secretary General must report to some higher authority, and this higher authority is the president. The previous situation was that the Secretary General could act on his own without consulting the president, without being accountable to the president. Such type of running an organization will lead to anarchy and will lead to splits.